time to join the American Family Robinson again in Centerville. When Dick Collins, star reporter of the Centerville Herald and husband of Betty Robinson, returned from Chicago, he announced that he was the heir to a long, unsettled Irish estate. The title of Lord Collins also went with the legacy, according to lawyer Lemuel B. Flotsam, who relieved Dick of most of his money. Flotsam has presumably gone to Ireland to get the money. In the meantime, back home in Centerville, Windy Bill has persuaded the Robinsons to hire a staff of servants and live up to their new position in life. Luke Robinson, wise old editor of the Centerville Herald, has become so annoyed with the servant problem, especially in the person of one Foxcroft, butler, that he fled to his pub, where he has now been living a week. As today's program begins, we find Luke fraternizing with Jonesy, the desk clerk.
Let's see, Jonesy, it's about 6 o'clock, isn't it? No, the hall clock says only 5:30.
Well, that clock stopped a couple of nights ago, Mr. Robinson.
Oh.
The man said he was coming right over to fix it, but I guess he forgot.
Anyway, I suppose it's too early to go into dinner. Anybody around?
No, only old man Hotchkiss. He's in the reading room.
Oh, him. I thought he died a couple of years ago.
No, only sick. He got better.
Oh, I see. Anything going on around the club?
No, Mr. Robinson. You have to wait until Saturday night when the young crowd comes in.
Mm.
You know, ladies' night, dancing and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is there any mail for me?
Wait, I'll look. No mail, Mr. Robinson. Mm-hmm. That is nothing except this circular. Everybody got that from the new tailor down the street. You want it?
No, you can have it. Well, Jonesy, is there a good movie in town?
Wait, I got the list right here. Well, there's Flaming Love at the Criterion.
No.
And they got a travelogue of Siam over there, too.
What's at the Bijou?
Oh, it looks like a good picture at the Bijou.
Yeah?
Double feature. The Brute Within Him and the 47th installment of Jungle Terror.
Oh
say, that's swell.
Oh.
I've been following that Jungle Terror right along. Why, gee, in the last installment, you see this ape man that's half ape and half man?
Yeah.
Well, he steals the millionaire's adopted daughter from the yacht, and then this fella, Claude Remington,
mm-hmm.
Well, he's in love with a girl, only she don't know it. He tracks the girl to the ape man's lair, and then...
Oh, my sainted aunt.
What's the matter, Mr. Robinson? Don't you like moon pictures?
Well, I'm not exactly what you'd call a fan, I suppose.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Robinson, if you're looking for something to do...
Yeah?
I think old Mr. Ragsdale is downstairs looking for a chess partner.
Chess? Well, I suppose I could go off and take a nap before dinner. But if anybody should come in, that is, anyone under 95, just ring my room, will you?
Certainly, Mr. Robinson. Oh, wait, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah? What is it? You find a message, a phone call? Maybe there's a telegram.
No, but that gentleman, the man coming in just now?
Yeah?
He's a new member, Mr. Robinson.
Oh.
Very interesting gentleman. And quite lively.
Introduce me. For heaven's sakes, introduce me.
Yeah, sure. Oh, Mr. Merriweather.
Yes.
Mr. Merriweather, I'd like you to meet Mr. Robinson here.
Glad to know you, Mr. Merriweather.
How do you do? How do you do? Local man, I suppose?
Yes, sir. Been a local man for 40 years. Guess you're a newcomer in town. Well, I'm always glad to greet a newcomer. Always glad to see a new face. Goodness knows this club needs a few.
Of course, one has to do what one can to establish contact.
Yes, doesn't one? Let's go in and sit down for a while. You familiar with the advantages of the reading room? Do you know the reading room?
Yes, I know the reading room. Reminds me of the mummy section in a museum.
Yes, I've always thought so myself.
Oh, well, I suppose we might as well go in there. Maybe we can find a newspaper. Usually read the Chicago papers myself. They're probably not in yet. Can't get much news out of the local rag. What's it called? The Centerville Herald?
Yeah.
Cover Centerville like the dew. They mean like a shroud.
Well, of course, it's rather a modest sheet, but I always thought it did pretty well, considering. Say, Mr. Merriweather, let's go in the reading room and we'll look over the paper. You being a city man, maybe you could point out some improvements for it. You know, I'm sort of a friend of the editor, and I'd like to tell him what you think. After all, you know, maybe there are some hidden gems in it. Come on.
Well, of course, I'm glad to offer my judgment for what it's worth, and there isn't much else to do.
Just a minute, Mr. Merriman.
Yes?
I don't think we'd better go in. That's old Hotchkiss over there by the fire. He's the club bore.
Hotchkiss? Why, he's the best friend I have in Centerville.
Oh.
Put me up for membership. Finest fellow in the world. My roommate in college. The only man in town worth talking to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. That is... Well, maybe I just don't know him well enough.
Well, come right over. Do you good to know him better.
Oh, now, wait. Do you think we ought to disturb him? He's asleep.
Oh, well, perhaps not. Poor old gentleman suffers horribly from insomnia.
Oh, then by all means, let him sleep when he can. Shall we go on into dinner? You be my guest, of course.
Of course. I mean, that's very, very nice, old man.
We usually have quite a gay crowd for dinner.
Well, apparently the crowd hasn't come in yet.
No.
I don't even see any waiters.
Oh, well, I hate a noisy dining room. Now, you take a nice, quiet room like this. It gives us a chance to get better acquainted. Shall we sit next to the window?
It seems a little less lonely to see people going by in the street. Gives you something to look at.
Well, now let's see what we got on the menu.
Well, the menu isn't much use without a waiter, unless, of course, this is run on the cafeteria plan.
Oh, no, Mr. Weather Merriweather. Plenty of waiters. A waiter?
Well, I must say.
Waiter.
Yes, sir. Coming, sir.
He seems to have trouble getting his coat on. Maybe he was asleep, too.
Yes, gentlemen. Dinner for two.
See anything you like, Mr. Merriweather? Waiter, how's the fish tonight?
Very good, sir. Especially good, I may say.
Say, haven't I seen you before?
Why, yes, Mr. Robinson, you have. You may remember an incident of a rather delicate nature a week ago in your home.
Oh, that's it. Yes, I remember you now, all right. You're that butler that Windy Bill Winkle took it upon himself to hire from my house. Oh, yes. Oh, what are you doing here, Foxhurst? Foxhurst, isn't it?
Foxcroft is the name, sir.
Oh, yes.
There was a most unfortunate episode the other day that forced me to terminate my employment.
Oh, well, tell me about it. Always glad to get the latest news from home.
Well, you see, Mr. Robinson, right after I'd finished serving luncheon on Tuesday, Mrs. Robinson asked me to take her downtown in the new car.
But how about my old car?
Mr. Winkle arranged to sell it for junk, sir. Got $45 for it, I believe.
$45.
Well, as I was saying, sir, after I returned from driving Mrs. Robinson, Mr. Winkle asked me to exercise the dogs.
Dogs? What dogs? You mean they've got another dog beside my own personal dog, Oscar?
Well, yes. You see, Mr. Robinson, they gave Oscar away to the ash man.
What?
Mr. Winkle said Oscar had no pedigree, and he obtained two new dogs, very fine Irish setters. Said they were more in keeping with Lord Collins' new title, and so...
Listen, I've heard enough bad news. Go and tell me how you happened to be leaving your job.
Certainly, sir. As I was saying, sir, after I had done all those things, Mr. Winkle asked me to step into the cellar for a moment. When I did, he requested me to help him saw up some pieces of lumber, that game room he's constructing. Well, after all, Mr. Robinson, I am a butler, not a carpenter.
Certainly.
So I quite properly objected to what I consider a very inappropriate activity.
So he's still building that game room, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I simply pointed out to Mr. Winkle that I would not do that kind of work. And I handed in my resignation and made it effective immediately. That's about the story, sir.
Well, I hope you like it better here.
I'm sure I shall, sir. And now, will you gentlemen have dinner? The fish, I believe you said, sir?
Sounds all right to me. I'll take the same as Mr. Dobbins.
Right away, gentlemen.
The name is Robinson.
Oh, yes.
By the way, Mr. Merriwell...
The name is Merriweather.
Oh, yes. Yes. My mistake, Mr. Merriweather. I don't believe you mentioned your business connection in Centerville. You see, I'm the editor of that little newspaper you mentioned a few minutes ago. I thought we might like to run a little story about you. New businessman in town, you know, always makes good copy.
Quiet. Say, I hope, my good fellow, that you're not taking exception to my rather frank comments about your newspaper. You see, I didn't know. I had no idea, of course. Come to think of it now, I've heard several people speak very favorably of your little paper.
Oh, sure. Now, that's all right. I don't mind criticism. Been getting it all my life. I ought to be used to it. Now, if you'll just give me some facts about yourself, I'll be glad to...
Certainly. It just so happens, Mr. Robinson, that I have a photograph with me. Thought I'd mention it just in case you might want to...
Oh, you bet. It'll liven up the story. Now, you go ahead and tell me about yourself, and I'll make some notes right here on the back of this envelope.
The full name is Justice K. Merriweather.
Justice
be sure
K.
you spell it with an I, not with a Y. Oh, wait. Better take my card.
Oh, thanks. What is your business connection, sir?
Well, you can just sort of say I'm freelancing around, no special business at this time. Matter of fact, I'm kind of proud that I'm not a businessman after all the trouble they've gotten the country into. I kind of think it's the duty of men of independent means like myself, fellows with liberal views, to help educate the people to the dangers of our modern business system.
Now, just a minute. Did I hear you correctly when you said you were proud of not being a businessman?
Yes, sir, you certainly did.
Well, Mr. Merriweather, just for the sake of the record, I'd like to point out that I am a businessman, and I'm proud of it.
You? I thought you said you were a newspaper editor.
I am, but I also own the newspaper, and I have to meet a payroll every week.
Oh, but that isn't being a regular businessman, you literary fellow.
It's the same thing exactly. The same problems, high taxes, unsettled conditions, and other things, are the same problems that confront me. And I might add, Mr. Merriweather, that one of the chief problems of business and industry at the present time is men such as yourself.
You don't appear to understand, Mr. Robinson, that I am motivated by the highest of purposes. My ideals are disinterested. My very independence allows me to approach the matter on a very lofty plane.
Yes, but you ought not be disinterested. Did it ever occur to you that your independence, which allows you time to attack our business system, is a direct result of that same system?
Be that as it may, I maintain, and you can quote me on this in your write-up, I maintain that business ought not to be competition for private profit, but cooperation for public service, under federal control, of course.
Fine. I'll be glad to quote you, and I'll print my answer right along with it. Your statement is not the wisest way of putting the matter. Modern business often looks like a huge system, or chaos, of competition for private profit, but it never really is that.
Oh, no? Just what is it, then?
Modern business is always cooperation for public service. It must be for the public service, because if no one wants the product, after it's made, there'll be no purchaser, no purchase price, no wages, and no profits. Just mere unemployment. Except insofar as it serves the public, business cannot go on at all, and it has a vital stake in re-employment.
Well, it certainly seems like a funny way of presenting an interview.
Not at all, no. I'll run the interview, everything you said, on the editorial page. And in an adjoining column, I'll run an editorial giving my answer. I think the public is entitled to both points of view.
Dinner, gentlemen. Be careful of the plates. They're quite hot.
Well, let's forget our economic differences for the time being.
Sorry to disturb you, Mr. Robinson. But your daughter's in the lobby. She wants to see you right away.
Who, Betty?
Oh, I'll be right out. Excuse me, Mr. Merriweather, while I go out and see my...
Oh, perfectly all right, perfectly all right. Waiter, just pass me that ketchup.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, I hated to come over here after you, but Mother...
What's the matter? Is Mother sick?
No, but she's terribly worried about you, Daddy. It's been a whole week now, and without you, the whole house seems to be going to pieces. Uncle Wendy is just running wild, hiring and firing servants, buying dogs and automobiles, putting billiard tables in the cellar. Mm. There's some men down there playing right now.
Yes, I heard all about the doings at home. What do you want me to do?
Come home. Try to restore some sanity and order. Oh, please, won't you, Daddy?
Very well. Jonesy, get me my hat and coat, will you, please, and explain my sudden departure to Mr. Merriweather. He seemed rather busy. I don't think he'll mind.
I'm so glad, Daddy. I hate to ask you to leave, but...
All right, I'm coming. But I want it distinctly understood that I think it's an imposition to tear a man away from his club.
Oh, you don't.
By the way, did you say there was a billiard game going on in our cellar?
Well, maybe with a billiard table in his own home, there is some chance of reconciling Luke with the other novelties that have been introduced into the family life. Be sure to listen to our next program and see what happens when Luke, the prodigal father, returns to his hearthside. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Douglas Silver and Marjorie Bartlett, and produced by the National Industrial Council.